Masechet Eduyot Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel will now have a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel about produce that was given up and declared ownerless by its owner. All different types of vegetation that grows in Eretz Yisrael is subject to Trumot Ma'asrot, Leket Shicha, and Pe'ah, all different agricultural mitzvot. But these laws only apply to produce that has an actual owner. If produce was given up by its owner, if it was declared hefker, the mitzvot that we mentioned do not apply. So if an owner gave up his ownership to produce, anybody who wants to take them can take them, and he doesn't have to set anything aside for the various mitzvot. We'll talk about now mahloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, but produce that was declared partially ownerless, a limited way it was ownerless, how does that apply? Mishnah says, Beit Shammai omrim, hefker la'aniim hefker. Beit Shammai says, if a person declares that his produce is going to be ownerless, but only the poor can take it, it becomes ownerless. If the owner says, I only want to allow poor people to take my produce, no rich people could take from it, the declaration he made works, only poor people could come take it, but it's also considered to be ownerless in the fact that he does not have to do the mitzvot of terumot u'ma'asrot, lechet shicha, and pe'ah. Like regular hefked, a person has the right to give it up and only designated for certain people, and he would still not own it, and therefore he would be patur from those mitzvot. U'bet hilel omrim, eno hefked ad shiyuvkar af la'ashirim keshmita. Say, bet hilel, no. The produce, if it's partially held on to and there's conditions that it can only be for the poor people, it's not ownerless at all, unless the person makes it fully ownerless and that the rich people as well could come and take it, like we have with Shemitah produce. The Torah tells us that only the only produce that's fully ownerless, that everybody, both rich and poor, could come take it, is not obligated in Shemitah. So if somebody declared his produce ownerless only in regards to the poor people, we say that his declaration is meaningless. He still owns the produce. People do not have the right to take it, even poor people, and therefore all of the mitzvot of Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah would kick in and would apply, and he has to separate all of those mitzvot. Shicha, which is bundles of produce that were left behind in the field by accident, and we assume that the owner forgot and is unlikely to remember to go get them, it applies. Here we'll talk about when it applies when you have certain bundles that are different measurements. Mishnah says, Kol omrei hasadeh shel kav, ve'had shel arba'a kabin. If you have all of the bundles in the field are a kav, a certain measurement, the size of a kav, every single one is that same size, but one of them is arba'a kabin, is larger, is four times the size the rest of them, ushchaho, and a man forgot this large bundle in the field. Beit Shammai omrim eno shicha. Say, Beit Shammai, it's not considered to be shicha, and it can be retrieved by the owner. We say that the bundle is so large, it's so big, that even though he may have forgotten it temporarily, he's likely to remember and go get it back. So therefore, it's not considered to be a normal case of shicha, and the person could go retrieve it, and it's not left for the poor people. Beit Hillel omrim shicha. Beit Hillel say, no, it is considered to be shicha. It has to be left for the poor people. Even though it's much larger than the other bundles, the owner will not necessarily remember it, and therefore he has to leave it there for the poor people. But Beit Hillel would be modeh. Beit Hillel would say that it's not shicha if it was anything larger than four times the size. If it was five kabin, for example. In this case, the owner definitely would not forget it. He will eventually go get it back, and therefore it's not considered to be shicha. The owner is allowed to retrieve it.